Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Shirley Parent, P-A-R-E-N-T. Shirley Parent is a 76-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 1/19/20. Apparently she was cleaning a patient's room that had been discharged. Period. She returned to check her work and fell on the floor backwards, hurting her left knee and fractured her femur. Period. She was seen at the insured's emergency room the same day, leading to a diagnosis of a left femur fracture. Period. She underwent surgical repair on 1/20/20 in the form of open reduction internal fixation. Period. She has completed a course of active treatment. Period. New paragraph. As per the record supplied, Ms. Parent was seen at Inspira emergency room on 1/20/20. Period. She apparently was cleaning a room in the hospital when she slipped and fell. Period. She had a history of facial weakness and osteoarthritis. Period. She underwent x-rays and was diagnosed with a fracture of the distal end of the left femur. Period. She was admitted for more definitive treatment. Period. They also noted a history of a 9/11/17 surgery to repair a talar dome fracture and tibial plafond fracture. Period. On 1/20/20, Dr. Wu, W-U, performed closed reduction with retrograde intramedullary nailing of the left extraarticular distal femur fracture. Period. The postoperative diagnosis was left extraarticular distal femur fracture. Period. She remained hospitalized and received a transfusion. Period. She was discharged on 1/23/20 to a rehabilitation facility. Period. New paragraph. She then was transferred to Encompass, E-N-C-O-M-P-A-S-S, Health Rehab, where she stayed through 2/8/20. Period. New paragraph. Dr. Wu saw her on 2/4/20, 2 weeks and 1 day post-operatively. Period. She is taking oxycodone for pain and Eliquis as a blood thinner due to a blood clot in her left lower leg. Period. Her staples were dry and intact. Period. She presented today in a wheelchair, having been residing at Encompass Health Facility. Period. He ascertained a history of left knee arthroscopic surgery on 2/8/10 and left ankle surgery on 10/11/17. Period. Dr. Wu followed her progress with serial x-rays. Period. These showed progressive healing. Period. On 6/5/20, they showed postoperative changes and healed fracture of the distal third of the left femoral shaft in good position. Period. There is metallic rod in the distal left femoral shaft and 4 screw placements in the distal left femur in good position. Period. There was also moderate osteoarthritis in all 3 compartments of the left knee, worse in the medial compartment. Period. On 8/20/20, she had x-rays of the left femur that showed old healed fracture of the distal third of the left femoral shaft with postoperative changes in good position. There were also mild osteoarthritis of the medial compartment of the left knee. Period. She saw Dr. Wu through 8/25/20. Period. She reviewed her latest x-rays and performed the clinical exam. Period. Quadriceps strength was 5/5. Period. Range of motion of the knee was 5 to 95 degrees of flexion. Period. She ambulated independently without an assisted device and did not have an antalgic gait pattern. Period. He opined she was doing very well and reassured her that she is demonstrating complete bony union around all 4 cortices, CRTICES on her most recent x-rays. Brady encouraged her to proceed with all activities as tolerated without restrictions. Period, he currently had no restrictions for her work. Period, she has a baseline level of function and has reached maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph. On 9/17/21, his parent underwent x-rays of both ankles. Period, there was mild degenerative changes, but no acute fracture deformity. Period, there were small calcaneal spurs. Period. X-rays of the right foot that same day. Showed a tiny bony fragment along the tibial sesamoid posteriorly of uncertain age and significance. Period. Acute abnormalities were unlikely. Period. New paragraph. Prior record show she underwent x-rays of the left knee on 8/28/15. Period, they showed degenerative changes most evident in the medial compartment of the left knee. Period, x-rays of the right knee. Especially that there were no fractures of either the left or the right knee. Period. She had repeat left knee x-rays on 11/3/17. That showed progressive changes of osteoarthrosis, particularly involving the left medial femoral tibial compartment. Period. On 9/5/19, she had repeat x-rays, given a history of left knee pain with no trauma. Period, there were severe left medial compartment degenerative changes. Period, there were bilateral patellofemoral degenerative changes. Period. She again had knee x-rays on 11/7/19 that showed stable marked osteoarthrosis of the medial femoral tibial joint compartment consistent with meniscal and articular cartilage loss. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed swelling of the left knee consistent with her known osteoarthritis. Period. There was a healed open surgical scar anteriorly consistent with her femur surgery. Period. When seated, she had 90 degrees of left hip flexion, but was full in all other spheres. Period. Left knee flexion was 90 degrees when seated, but guarded in active flexion to 30 degrees. Period, she had full extension. Period, motion of the right hip and knee as well as both ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period, there was healed surgical scarring about the ankle that had previously underwent surgery. Period, many muscle testing was 4+/5. For resisted left hamstring, a quadricep strength, but was otherwise 5/5. Period, strength, and then feet and ankles, actually, you know what? Hip and pelvis normal, knees normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She was able to walk on her toes, but declined attempting to walk on her heels. Period, she changed positions fluidly, but declined attempting to squat and rise. Period, impressions. On 1/19/20, Shirley Parent slipped and fell while cleaning a room at the hospital. Period, she was seen in the emergency room and found to have a left femur fracture. Period, the next day, she underwent surgery for this by Dr. Wu. Period, she was discharged from the hospital on 1/23/20 to a rehabilitation facility. Period, she stayed there for a few weeks through 2/8/20. Period, Dr. Wu followed her progress clinically and radiographically. Period, she eventually was found to have a healed fracture. Period. This petitioner had a known history of osteoarthritis that was seen on prior left knee x-rays through at least 2019. Period. new paragraph of the current exam, found there to be swelling of the left knee with associated decreased range of motion. Further, was guarded flexion to 30 degrees, but she sat comfortably with the knee flexed at 90 degrees. Impaired. She ambulated with physiologic gait without a limp or assistive device. Impaired new paragraph, there is 10% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left leg. Period. And that is the end.